950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. There we go. Matt Hunter here today. Hunter, first of all, I want to say my count on Christmas cards, because I had a window, and basically this is, welcome to my life. You got three kids. You know, I did a band concert last night. I got a band concert tomorrow night. I got, we're doing, once again, this is a preview of what we got coming up. We got some insanely good interviews we are doing right now. Not on the air. You're not hearing them on the air. No, it's just this usual drivel for me. But these are insanely good interviews we have with some great authors, some of our regular pundits that we are recording, because we here at AM 950 do not believe in just doing a bunch of best of shows while we're over the holidays. I mean, you get a week of that stuff, it gets a little rough. It really does. So what we do here is so that we have everyone get the time off. We generally do brand new to you shows that are interviews that we have done. We've recorded and we're going to be airing them. Just some sensational authors ready to go. We'll be starting these on the 21st, next Friday, a week from Friday here. We'll start with the first one, and a lot of shows over the next 2 weeks after that will be these brand new to you shows. We'll let you know what's in every one of them, but every show, including on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, we are going to have brand new to you shows that you've not heard on AM 950 before, and we encourage you to join us and enjoy that. So we are in the process of doing that. So I had to get Christmas cards done today.
Mm-hmm.
Did pretty good there. That was my only window, because I'm recording all these interviews and stuff like that. My hand, I mean, it really is remarkable. I sent like 120. Now, and you say to yourself, wow, that's a lot of cards. Well, that was back in like 2003, 2004, right after my first kid was born. So we had, infant photos and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I mean, there was a lot of people. This is back when basically there was no social media. It was all internet. It was all email still. And text messaging was just starting. And so, but now I'm down to 60. I still don't think I'm going to get nearly that many back. I'm going to get some back. I'm going to guess 45 to 50 is the over under, I think, on this. But I think it is only a matter of time before, they'll just be stuff that you find in historical societies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm feeling, you don't do any cards, do you?
No.
No.
I do with my mom.
So let me
make, but she sends it out, but I pose with a picture with her.
Okay. Let me quickly take my card list here, and let's go to Heather, Heathcliff, Hunter. Here it is, Hunter. Marked out. All right, don't have to do yours.
No.
I also want to clarify one thing really quick from yesterday's show, because I was talking about Michelle Fischbach. She filed a lawsuit. Well, there was a lawsuit filed against her because she was, by the state constitution, this is not liberal Matt McNeil's interpretation, the state constitution is pretty cut and dry on this, that if the lieutenant governor, for whatever reason, steps aside, they get promoted, say, to being the U.S. senator, then the second in charge in the Senate becomes the lieutenant governor. It doesn't matter which party. It's goofy. Hey, it's goofy. It is goofy. I give you that. And I think they should fix that, because I do believe a senator should be able to turn that down. And in the way the Constitution reads, no, they can't. They have to become the lieutenant governor. Well, Michelle Fischbach was supposed to become the lieutenant governor, and you cannot hold a seat in the executive branch and the legislative branch at the same time. You just can't do that. And so some people, her constituents, filed a lawsuit saying you can't hold two seats at once. So she fought the Constitution. She was trying to fight the Constitution. She wasn't doing this because of anything noble. She was doing it because the Republicans had a one-seat majority. And it wasn't because she was trying to overturn a wrong, that this was not right. No, she was just trying to hold off the court case until after the end of the Senate session, to where then she could basically resign her Senate seat. And that was the whole goal. So there was no morality here. This was not some grand governmental problem that needed to be fixed. This was something that she did for herself. And now she has $147,000 worth of legal fees, which she, once again, was spitting in the wind. She herself, this wasn't a state issue. This was her. This was the Republican Party of Minnesota. This was the Republican Party caucus. And they basically were trying their best to hold off on that Senate seat becoming open, because they did not want to share power with the Democrats in the last legislative session. And so this was their choice. And so the fact that they are still proposing that the taxpayers pay, these are fiscal conservatives. These are guys that are supposed to be economic wonks, that they're supposed to be big with numbers. And they themselves are saying that on this case, which is their own private law, this was not under the guise of the state. This was their own personal thing. They were the ones who were fighting the Constitution. They were the ones that were going against state law. They expect the taxpayers to pay that. And the point I want to clarify here is that there are two people who have said that she was fighting for the state. No, she wasn't. Now, I'll be the first to say the Constitution is goofy. The Constitution is goofy, and it should be changed. But she was fighting against the state. So the state taxpayers should not have to pay for her legal fees, period. And that's just that. They shouldn't have to pay for their legal fees. And so and let's just cut the crud. Newman, the Republican Senator Newman, and her, all this, oh, well, we are going to recommend that we pay for this. If it was a Democrat, you would be like, this is a private matter. We're not going to fund this. This is on you. So this wasn't a state issue, and she's just getting reimbursed. This was her fighting the state, and that's why we shouldn't, as a state, be going out there and covering this bill. 952-946-6205. No Stein today. Stein was a last-second unfortunate bailout on us. He'll hopefully be back next week, and of course, we're going to look forward to him having one of the New Year's shows with him during the New to You series that we have here. We'll have a show with him coming up for that. But so we're here by ourselves, but 952-946-6205, you're more than welcome to call on in. We will get to Trump, but I got to start the show with another visit to the disturbed corner. All right. I have talked before, Hunter, I have talked on this show numerous times that I think we have a social problem here where there are too many guys who are freaking addicted to porn. Okay. All right. I'm amazed. I mean, as we become, the Me Too movement has moved on, as we have realized that there is this ugliness that's going on, that's on a far grander scale than I ever dreamed. You know, this idea of the people out there that are, that just, she wants it from me, I don't understand you people. Hey, have I gone down and seen an attractive woman and said in my own mind, wow, she's an attractive woman? Yes, I have. Of course I have. I'm a human being. Have I vocally expressed, hey there, chicky boo, you're kind of a hot tamale? Okay. All right. That would pretty much everyone be on the ground laughing, I think, at that point. I mean, but no, it's still, you know, my foolish, you know, overtures aside, I mean, no, I've not done that, let alone gone to other extremes. We've talked on this show about the guys that like to take photographs of their, you know, private areas and send it unsolicited to him. All right. I'm always kind of baffled by this anyway. Do you have a lighting crew? Do you know, is there a makeup artist involved here? And okay, let's be honest. I have yet to meet any woman who is like, oh boy, thank God that's here. You know, and the reason, and even if they wanted it, it's not, which they don't, you know, you're not some washboard ab dude. You're holding your belly up. Okay. You've styled your hair. Stop it! You're not an attractive human being. Don't do. And it's the least attractive. I don't like being on camera with clothes on in the studio right now. I don't. But it's because, and I, as much as I tongue in cheek on this stuff, the reality is my honest belief is that there are just so many people who are addicted to porn. And so that their mentality is, that chicky boo, she just wants to see it and then she'll be all over me. Because they think it's a porn film. And they don't realize because they're so, you know, stunted mentally because of watching porn all the time, that this is what the real world wants. And they don't. It is disturbing. Stop it. Will you stop it? For God's sakes. Stop it. But now, so I have, I don't want to call a friend. It's an acquaintance. Someone I'm aware of, who a few days ago was at a gas station in Minneapolis, in our fair town. And she was just sexually groped. She's filling up her gas tank, you moron. What are you doing? What are you doing? No, it's not the porn film where she has to let you, they chicky poo wants it. No, that's sexual assault, you creep. What is wrong with you? Seriously, what is mentally wrong with you? How did your parents screw this much up in you as a child to where this is what you think normal human beings do? For God's sakes, you disturbing creature, you need to be off the streets because this is, if you're going to just do this, as some person pulls over to a woman pulls over to a gas station, starts filling up her tank, and all of a sudden some guy comes over and starts grabbing her sexually? Come on. And the sad part is this person that this happened to, the implication is she's not going to report it because the feeling is no one's going to care because the system is so freaking broken right now. You have people screaming about you have to think about the gropers. They have to think about the gropers. You have to think about the guys that are sending the pictures. They deserve the benefit of the doubt. And, you know, you can class it up any way you like. The reality is we have a legal system in this country that is based on the argument that she's a hottie, she was asking for it. And that is really what we still have in this country. And I don't give a rat's caboose what's wrong with you. You are a disgusting troll of a human being. And I don't know, I've never been to this gas station. I'm actually going to go drive past it. I don't want to mention where it is. I want to see this because I've heard other people are having the same problem at this specific gas station. That apparently there are roaming gangs of gropers who are over there. You're sick. You're all sick in the freaking head. Your parents did a horrible job raising you. You're bad human beings. Stop it. And for God's sakes, for the benefit of yourself, turn off the porn. Will you watch TBS for a while? How about you do that? Get Netflix. There's tons of content on there. They got the entire complete series of The Office. That will take up at least 3 or 4 days. For what is wrong with you people? And all you do is you just, well, first of all, you break the law. That's what you do. You're breaking the law. You're sexually assaulting people. And that's not right. And I don't give a rat's caboose what our commander-in-chief has put forward as a standard. You're still disgusting trolls. Stop it. But in this day and age where we've finally gotten to the point where we don't look at movie executives and actors and stuff like this and people in power dropping trow in the middle of a marketing meeting because Susan wants it, we've realized that that is a horrible standard and that should stop. We need to stop with the rest of this crud too, okay? And it's not innocent. It's not just, fun and games. You're sexually assaulting people. You're sending bizarre pornographic pictures. I mean, is it an angle thing? If you're going to do the junk, are you using one of the selfie sticks or something like that?
I don't know.
You're the expert here on this stuff, Hunter. No. But I don't, what is wrong with you? You know, I'm in the bathroom with neon lighting. Everything looks really pasty and white. You know what I'm going to do now? Where's my cell phone? Dear God. Stop it. And it just, it breaks my heart to hear that there are women in this city who can't even fill up a damn gas tank with their car without some low-life scumball coming over and grabbing them aggressively. That's a shame. I wish you would report it. I understand you don't, though, because you know what? the system is broken, and until we actually start taking stuff like that seriously, which we don't for some inexplicable reason, it's only going to continue. Stop watching the porn, you freaks. Stop it. Live your life. Try to, at least. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Speaking of freaks, do we have the holiday music ready to go? There we go. With holiday music indeed underneath us. Trump up next. It's the Matt McNeil Show. I want to hit the Parmas for Christmas. Only hit the Parmas will do. I don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a
The Electric Fetus gift card sale is now through December 14th, both in-store and online. Buy $50 in gift cards and get a $10 bonus gift card. Or buy $100 in gift cards and get a $20 bonus gift card. They'll also include their special January coupon book while supplies last. The Franklin Avenue Bridge is open, and it's worth the trip to Electric Fetus. Open 9 to 9 Monday through Friday, 9 to 8 Saturday, and 11 to 6 Sunday at 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis. More at electricfetus.com.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know how you can go solar with All Energy Solar, even way up north in Minnesota. Lots of people ask them, isn't Minnesota too cloudy for solar? No. The truth? For one thing, Minneapolis gets nearly as much sun each year as Houston, Texas. But it isn't just about how much sun you get. It's also about having access to great local incentive programs that make solar affordable. Learn what your options are to save with solar and visit allenergysolar.com today.
Hi, this is Jen of Vandalia Glassworks. Are you looking for a magical gift for the holidays? Consider the gift of art created from fire and blown to beautiful perfection. Vandalia Glassworks features stunning glass pieces that are one of a kind. Colorful, elegant vases, bowls, platters, paperweights, sculptures, tumblers, pendants, and more. Special pieces of art available for every price range. Find that special present at Vandalia Glassworks in St. Paul off the Vandalia exit north of 94. Find more at VandaliaGlassworks.com.
Oldie, what are you going to get Linda this year?
Well, Sven, how about a t-shirt from Northern Sun?
Oh, yeah. They have those funny ones and political ones, too.
Yeah, and don't you know how Linda feels about that president?
Yeah, I don't care for him so much either.
Sven and Oldie get their shirts, stickers, and magnets from Northern Sun. You should, too, don't you know?
Visit Northern Sun in Minneapolis on East Lake Street, or online at northernsun.com.
Are you in charge of the company gifts? Looking for a great work party gift or maybe just something nice for yourself? Hi, this is Richard Piepenberg with Vinaigrette, and we're ready for you. We package, gift wrap, and even deliver the finest oils and vinegars so you can simply enjoy the holidays. Since 2009, our family-owned and operated store has specialized in everything vinaigrette. Come in to Tap, Taste, and Treasure, 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis, and in downtown Excelsior at 287 Water Street. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
Kimaka is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. 952-946-6205. All right. You're more than welcome to chime in on the previous subject. I understand. By the way, I want to say, Lisa, who's watching us, you can watch us if you so desire with clothes on. And I mean, really, you know, still, even with that case, at your own risk, okay? And let's just be honest about it. You can go to AM 950 Radio on the Facebook feed. You can go to the Progressive Citizen X Matt McNeil Show page on Facebook. We are broadcasting on both of those. You're more than welcome to comment there. As she says, those photos are not welcome. What is wrong with you people? I mean, I honestly do think that you got a better chance of getting a job off of LinkedIn than you do about ever impressing anyone with an unsolicited pic like that. Seriously, what is wrong with you people? Turn off the porn. It's the holiday season. And don't watch the holiday. Never. No, stop it. What's wrong with you people? It's not a good day for Donald Trump. By the way, if you didn't see the story, he didn't even roll into the office today until noon. It just, I have this mental picture of Trump walking to the Charlie Brown sad theme. Da na 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 as he walks into the Oval Office. It's not been a good day for him. Federal judge in Manhattan sentenced President Trump's former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, to 3 years in federal prison on Wednesday. Cohen previously pleaded guilty to numerous criminal charges related to lying to Congress and violating campaign finance law through paying hush money to women who allegedly had sexual affairs with Trump. Cohen, 52, faced two separate cases, one from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York, the other from a special counsel, Robert Mueller's office, covering a range of criminal offenses. I take full responsibility for each act that I pled guilty to, the personal ones to me and those involving the President of the United States of America, Cohen reportedly told the judge before his sentencing. He said he had been living in a personal and mental incarceration ever since the day I accepted an offer to work for that real estate mogul. Because responding to Trump's tweet that called him weak, Cohen said he was weak because time and time again he felt it was my duty to cover up his dirty deeds. I mean, he goes right after him. And says, and doesn't leave any leeway, that Trump is guilty, Trump is a disgusting creature, and I have basically been here as his personal janitor to clean up his messes. He basically had 3 years, which, I think is pretty fair. I don't think I don't think he necessarily needed longer. But on top of that, another major domino fell today. And there's a huge domino that fell. I'll get to that here in just a little bit. But before the break here, let me get to this. American Media and Company, the parent company of the National Enquirer tabloid, admitted today to committing a felony campaign finance violation in concert with Donald Trump's presidential campaign. Now, I want to stop right there. This is them admitting. This isn't the allegations against them. The National Enquirer is admitting to felony campaign finance violation while they worked with Trump's campaign. Not with Donald Trump, not with Michael Cohen, but with Trump's campaign. That all of a sudden, like I said, this is no longer just, God, he's a personal piece of trash. This is, yeah, your campaign's now tied into this. As announced by the United States Attorney's Office of the Southern District of New York, AMI admitted to making a $150,000 hush money payment to Playboy model Karen McDougal in order to ensure that the woman did not publicize damaging allegations about the candidate before the 2016 presidential election. AMI further admitted that its principal purpose in making the payment was to suppress the woman's story so as to prevent it from influencing the election. The office noted, Southern District of New York said, it has chosen not to prosecute AMI for the illegal campaign contribution at this point, provided that the company continues cooperating with the investigation. The office also acknowledged that AMI had provided substantial and important assistance with its investigation into the illegal campaign contribution. The revelation that AMI has admitted to making an illegal payment to the former Trump mistress with a specific intent to swing the outcome of the election will undercut the president's claims that paying off Playboy model Karen McDougal and an adult porn star Stormy Daniels was a simple business transaction. And as a matter of fact, let's run through this here. The five details from the sentencing and from the National Enquirer stuff that are really in big trouble for Trump. American Media and Company has been given a non-prosecutorial agreement to exchange for its cooperation with the case of the U.S. attorney. In corroborating facts and charges against Cohen, in the fact that the company received a non-prosecution agreement suggests that the case is far from over. It's not clear why they would agree to a non-prosecution agreement against AMI if it was the only target was over at this point, and was the only target was, say, Cohen. This suggests that Trump and the Can't Trump Organization or others in the president's orbit may also be in the government's sights. AMI admitted the most crucial detail of the case against Trump to prove that, as Cohen has already pled guilty to, that the hush money payments to women who say they had affairs with Trump were criminal violations of campaign finance law. Prosecutors must show that the purpose of the payments was to directly influence the election. The president's defenders have argued that Cohen, in particular, unreliable witnesses in this charge, but his shady character and that he might be searching for leniency in sentencing on other crimes. But with National Enquirer now backing up Cohen's story as part of the agreement, that basically becomes a lot harder for them to basically get rid of. And now, so now you have two separate entities saying, no, this was about covering up for the campaign. Three, there's also evidence of a willful attempt to hide the payments with regards to the hush money payment. Cohen was reimbursed for the latter payment in monthly installments disguised as payments for legal services performed pursuant to a retainer when, in fact, no retainer existed. The fact that the payments were disguised in this deceptive way suggests an attempt to hide wrongdoing. They also sent a clear signal to the others that are guilty in this scheme. Prosecutors almost certainly believe that it is not Cohen alone who's guilty of this campaign finance violations. And the following sentence makes clear Cohen made or caused both of these payments in order to influence the 2016 election and did so in corroborating with one or more members of the campaign. Cohen's remarks, finally five, in court are a stinging rebuke of the president. Time and time again, I felt it was my duty to cover up his dirty deeds rather than listen to my own inner voice, Cohen said, told the court on Trump on Wednesday. According to the Wall Street Journal, my departure as a loyal soldier to the president bears very hefty price. So you have Cohen pleading guilty and just taking Trump to the cleaners in his guilty plea. You then have National Enquirer, AMI Media. They basically come out and say, you know, all the stuff that Cohen has said. And once again, this is not part of that deal. This is a completely separate thing. All the stuff that Cohen said, he was telling the truth. We were coordinating these campaigns to try to basically prevent. They were being coordinated with the Trump campaign directly to stop this stuff from coming out during the campaign, which is a huge problem. But that's not even the worst part of his day. There's another doozy that's come to light. And yeah, this one, this is, if you want to look at it in the light being that there's this whole thing with him paying off porn stars and lying about this and the campaign finance violations, we need to get back to the fact that Trump basically worked with the Russians to steal the election. And now you have another major cog in that machine put into place. I'll talk about that in just a second. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205 is the phone number. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle.
Crazy about pets? We are too. The Pet Connection Show is a great venue for fun, informative, and creative conversations about pets. Join myself, Kathy Menard, and Dr. Nicole Parole, along with guests who are leaders in the dynamic and growing pet industry, as we discuss healthcare, relationships, behaviors, and even political issues as they relate to our pets. So come, sit, stay for the Pet Connection Show, Sundays 11 a.m. to noon on AM 950 Radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
What kind of a jackass would let an animal pick their insurance? Did you really think a lizard could save you money on car insurance? Would you let a duck pick your health policy? Insurance can be a zoo, but this is ridiculous. What you really need is an insurance agent that isn't looking out for the insurance companies. You need Cheryl at Array, an independent agent with 30 years experience looking for the best rate possible. Quit monkeying around and call 763-504-3067. That's 763-504-3067 for Cheryl at Array, representing you, not the insurance companies.
Toyota-thon is on. Head to Rudy Luther Toyota and check out the great deals. Rudy Luther has huge model year-end incentives, but it's the continued service which will make you a loyal Luther customer. Get 2 years maintenance free with every new Toyota purchased, performed in one of the largest volume service departments in the country. They'll never sell you service you don't need. Plus, the Luther Advantage card gets you great discounts at holiday. Go to RudyLutherToyota.com for all the Toyota-thon deals. Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
The holidays just snuck up on us, and you've waited and waited all year to clean. So don't put it off anymore. Call Zero Res. Not only will it look and feel amazing, it makes your home healthier to get rid of the bacteria, dust mites, and dander lurking in your carpet. So hurry and call before the holidays and get three-room Zero Res clean starting at $139. And get $50 off when you clean dirt and dander's favorite hiding place, your air ducts. Call 952-ZERO-RES or visit ZeroResMinnesota.com.
Seward Co-op, serving the community for over 45 years, invites you to shop through two convenient locations. Seward Co-op stores are committed to local producers and food you can feel good about serving your family and guests. Pre-order your holiday meal from Seward, local free-range Ferndale turkeys, handcrafted traditional vegetarian, vegan, and made without gluten sides, perfect for everyone at your holiday gathering. Find Seward at 2823 East Franklin Avenue or the Friendship Store at 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. More at seward.coop.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for mostly cloudy skies today with a high near 29. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 21. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 32. And Friday, sunny with a high around 35. The Downtowner Woodfire Grill is the Eat Local Minnesota restaurant of the week. They have daily fresh seafood specials, fire-roasted meals, exquisite pizza, and half-price bottles of wine Mondays and Tuesdays, except on Xcel Energy event nights. They have gift certificates available, too. Located at 253 West 7th Street in downtown St. Paul. More at downtownerwoodfire.com.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Downtowner is indeed the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Downtowner Woodfire Grill, fantastic food over there. If you get a chance, try the steaks. They're just wonderful. And they got also a great breakfast, too. Stop on by. They got lunch going right in downtown St. Paul, 253 West 7th Street in St. Paul. The Downtowner Woodfire Grill, the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. By the way, I also do want to mention Lori talking about when she gets unsolicited pictures of individuals' private areas, that basically she feels as if it's an attempt to scare and intimidate. And you want to know the truth is, I can see that. I actually can. But I actually think it's just some sort of, on a lot of levels, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not dismissing what Lori's saying here. Because I think that there has to be something seriously mentally wrong with anyone to just, like I say, get into the idea of, you know, even taking pictures of, unless you're, you know, you're in a serious medical issue, you've got a serious medical problem, you know, that's going on, that you need immediate, I need to, you know, send a picture to the ER so they can tell us, you know, do we have to amputate below the waist, you know, sort of thing. I can't see how anyone who's relatively sane, I mean, outside, I mean, if private relationship, you know, you want to do it on that level, fine. That's you do what you want to do. That's fine. But I'm talking unsolicited, just, I'm going to take this and send it to people because they're going to like me. I think it's, like I said, I think that these people are just trying to find, where's that girl from the porn film who basically, when she sees an image like this, wants to have sex with me? There's a whole, by the way, if you want to cut that entire line right down and use that for liners for this show, there you go. You're welcome.
Gold.
Gold. It's pure gold. I, you know, I can see the fear thing. And like I said, I can't see how anyone that does this is to unsolicited to random people is anything but mentally broken. So I guess, you know, that makes a lot of sense. But I also think it's a, you know, I think turn off the porn. That's not the real world, you freaks. Stop it. Stop it. 952-946-6205. Speaking of sexual freaks, let's get back to Trump. So, Trump's bad day. And by the way, once again, Stein unavailable today, but he'll be back with us next week. Trump's bad day. Michael Cohen pleads guilty, gets 3 years, and he eviscerates Trump in his comments to the judge in that courtroom. National Enquirer, their parent company, works out an agreement with the prosecutors, separately basically backs up what Michael Cohen has said and stated that indeed that they coordinated with the Trump campaign specifically to bury stories of Trump's sexual escapades in the National, you know, well, not bury them in the National Enquirer, not even publish them, but use the National Enquirer to buy the rights for them and then never publish them to try to basically keep people quiet. And the implication is the reason why they're doing so and they've been given this sweetheart deal is that there's other people within the Trump campaign that they are looking at prosecuting for this crime as well. But let's get back to the meat and potatoes of how Russia and Trump work together to basically undermine American democracy. Admitted Russian spy Marina Butina's Republican. Now, this is the Russian who is, and to my knowledge, she hasn't, she was reportedly, Hunter, Butina was supposed to plead guilty today on a plea agreement. I haven't seen anything come down on that. That was expected that today was going to be the day on that. But have you seen anything on that yet?
I haven't. I'll look right now.
I'm not seeing it. I'm on a Huffington Post. I'm not seeing anything there. So she's supposedly going to be, she's reached a plea deal, which we were supposed to get some ideas of today. But a story that has come on out about this, admitted Russian spy Marina Butina's Republican operative boyfriend wrote in a private communication that she was involved in setting up in a very private line of communication between Russia and the Trump campaign using the National Rifle Association as a conduit. Butina, a 30-year-old Russian gun rights activist, worked for years to cultivate relationships within Republican and NRA circles. She was charged with working as an agent of the Russian government earlier this year and on Monday agreed to plead guilty to conspiracy charges and cooperate with prosecutors in her plea deal. Butina admitted that she and U.S. person number one, who is longtime Republican operative Paul Erickson, agreed and conspired with a Russian government official whose description matches Russian banker and close Putin ally Alexander Torshin. For Butina to act in the United States under the discretion of Russian official without prior notification to the Attorney General. ABC News reported, under Torshin's direction, the document says Butina sought to establish unofficial lines of communication with Americans having power and influence over U.S. politics. According to ABC News, federal prosecutors have notified Erickson, who had a romantic relationship with Butina, that he is now a target of the ongoing investigation. According to her agreement, Butina admitted that with Erickson's help, she drafted a proposal called Description of the Diplomacy Project. Okay, yeah. It's like when I'm looking at my own social media and I can tell someone from Russia is talking. It's like, you know, you are just such a bad guy, you ugly tool. Okay. Description of the Diplomacy Project, the DDP. Isn't that Dimas Dallas Page?
Yeah.
Now we've dragged Diamond Dallas Page into this from the WWE. Oh, God, is he? He's long retired, isn't Diamond
Dallas? He does yoga now.
Does he?
Yeah.
Good for him.
And he helps a lot of the wrestlers and football players with pain doing yoga. Yeah, it's actually a cool thing.
Oh, that's very cool, actually. Oh, good of Diamond Dallas Page. DDP, in March of 2015, in which she wrote that she had laid the groundwork for an unofficial channel of communications with the next U.S. administration, according to prosecutors, Erickson worked with Butina to arrange introductions to U.S. persons having influence in American politics, including the NRA and the organizations of the National Prayer Breakfast. In 2015, Butina organized a trip for former NRA presidents and officials to Moscow, where she arranged a meeting for them with the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, who should let them express their gratitude now. We will put pressure on them quietly later, she wrote to Torshin after the meeting. Around the same time, Erickson appears to have known about Butina's work and was helping her establish connections. So this guy Erickson sounds like he was, oh yeah, the Russians are trying to basically set up a level of communication through the NRA and to Trump. Okay. This is the reason why Donald Trump is not going to the office until noon, even though it's one set of stairs. I don't want to go down there. I don't want to be president of the United States anymore. I hate this. Hurricanes and fires, and now they find out I stole the election. He's just a pity little jerk. Trump at this is, they've got the Trump Foundation, his private business, they've got campaign finance violations, and they've got this ugliness, which everyone knows about. Anyone within our intelligence agencies knows that the Russians were working with the Trump campaign. We just don't know it. We don't have it in print and in paper. once again, I'm going to fall back to something I said earlier. I think it was yesterday. I said this, and I've said this a few times. The only out for Trump, if Trump had a brain in his noggin, and he doesn't, let's just be honest, that is a brick with lips. Trump basically would walk away from the office sometime in the next 3 weeks, tell Pence, make the deal, you're the president now, and you will be in charge, and you are just going to pardon me, and any member of our family and anyone else I tell you to pardon, you're going to do it, and that will cover us on any kind of legal issues. Now, granted, they still have the state legal issues, which will, you know, they can't pardon their way out of. And so it is going to be, well, at least not now. I think there's a case before the Supreme Court coming up here that's going to determine the length of that, whether that's whether you can't have the separate cases. I think that the mentality is that that's not going to fly. I don't remember if SCOTUS ruled on that case. It was about whether or not the federal government could punish someone after the state government did, and so shouldn't there be, you know, there's no double indemnity between a state and a federal government. I think they ruled, no, you can have that still. So Trump's not saved there. So he basically walks out. He takes his tax return before any Democrat sees it, throws it in his Dick Cheney man-sized safe. That gets to stay in there for 80 years. He doesn't get to keep his future tax returns private. I guarantee you the House Ways and Means Committee will get access to those. And he can't, you know, after he gets out of office, he can't just start locking up stuff he doesn't want people to see. So there's going to be some future stuff people will get. But for the most part, he'll be able to walk away. And for Trump, here is the real benefit. Because once again, Trump won't do this. And the reason why Trump won't do this is because he's too stupid to realize this is his best out. And he thinks, he's afraid people will think he's quitting and he's a loser and he lost. And so he won't do it. But the reality is that if he did do this and he did, you know, leave office, I guarantee you that he would be this rabid 30% of this country that believes he's innocent. They would absolutely believe that, you know, if he threw it in his hands, he comes on out and says a speech and says, I'm resigning the office because what I've determined is Washington is so corrupt and broken, it can't be fixed. I tried. I'm the world's greatest fixer, and I couldn't do it. I wash my hands of it. Mike Pence, I wish you the best, and I'm leaving. His followers would love that. Okay, so let's stand by with the dump button handy, okay, if we could here, Hunter. Steve in Minneapolis wants to chime in on people sending other people pictures of their private areas. Hi, Steve.
Hello, sir.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. What I'm surprised at is how many women do this.
I don't know. I think it's mostly men, isn't it? It's vast majority.
I think,
men.
Yeah, mostly. But, okay, here, I've played in bands my whole life. And... okay, I'll give you an example. I'm at work, I'm talking to this woman, and I happen to mention that I'm doing this band thing. And she goes, oh, I'd like to see that, so I give her the stuff we have online. And the next morning, and by the way, I'm not exactly Elvis in 68, you know? I open my email,
okay.
And there
we
she
get,
is.
Well, I get, we
wow.
Get, We get the where you're going with that. I'm presuming that the argument is this was unsolicited and you didn't like this and this was bad. That's what you're saying, right?
Well, yeah, I'm just like, you know, holy crap, this is my company email.
We won't ask you what company you work for. We'll give you that. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate the phone call there. We're getting a little bit of an echo in that thing. I imagine that was a proud day for that HR person. Oh, for gosh sakes. Here's, okay. And Steve, with all due respect. Well, I mean, to give Steve credit here, I guess maybe I'll go that way first. Steve credit, I mean, it clearly seemed to bother him that someone would send him a picture like that at the office. And I am not denying the fact that there are probably are women that do this. I am not. But by far, the vast majority of this problem is men. And the problem, too, is that you're the important element of this is this is unsolicited, unwanted, disgusting, and disturbing. And when this happens, and I'm not trying to validate what or you know misrepresent what that woman sent you in any other light. That in your mind, it sounds like also falls into that category, is that this is inappropriate. But that is the main key, is that you know if a couple that are in a relationship want to do stuff like this, by all means, these are people who are like, hey, I like your website. That's great. By the way, I'm going to send you an email. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's where you're kind of getting into a divergence. But needless to say, like I said, I think for the guys, and it's more than just the pics. It's like I said, this person that was sexually assaulted at a gas station. For goodness sake, stop it. Just you've got some serious mental problems, and you need to get some help. I can, you know, can someone please forward that last statement on to Donald Trump? I think that might be a good idea. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Let's take a break. Come on back. Final segment of the show. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Burger Mo's makes holiday gifting easy and rewarding. For every $100 in gift cards purchased, valid at both Burger Mo's and the Downtowner Woodfire Grill, receive a bonus $20 gift card for yourself. Burger Mo's offers 20 fresh, never frozen burger varieties, as well as delicious appetizers, soups, salads, and unburgers, dogs, paninis, shakes, and desserts, and two daily happy hours. Located at 242 West 7th Street in St. Paul, with plenty of free parking and online at burgermo's.com.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
Toyota-thon is on. Get over to Rudy Luther Toyota for huge Toyota-thon discounts. Rudy Luther is one of the largest volume Toyota certified pre-owned dealers in the U.S. They have the right cars in the best condition at the Rudy Luther Toyota fair value price. And Rudy Luther needs more cars and trucks to sell. So right now, you get a great Rudy Luther Toyota We Buy price on your vehicle. Go to RudyLutherToyota.com for all the Toyota-thon deals. Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hi, it's Tom Hartman for Continental Diamond. You've heard me talk about this place for a long time, and this holiday season, it's time to get your loved one a gift that will last a lifetime. Their experts know all the latest trends and will help you find the perfect gift to fit any budget with an amazing in-stock selection to choose from. Stay away from the craziness of the malls and visit Continental Diamond, adjacent to the West End in St. Louis Park, and at ContinentalDiamond.com. That's Continental Diamond for the perfect holiday gift.
AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Holiday music, as we talk about the damaged dudes who basically send unsolicited pics to people of their privates. This is what, when I got into this industry, this is the day I was dreaming of. This was it right here. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. I want to go into something here with the stadium. Pull tabs and other charitable gaming have generated so much revenue to pay off U.S. Bank Stadium's debt that corporate tax rates are no longer needed for that purpose. State officials say the state projected last week that the reserve account for the stadium will climb to $193 million by 2023. And even without the annual infusion of the corporate taxes, the rising revenue could even pay off the stadium debt earlier than anticipated. Can I ask this question? Corporate tax is fine. Why aren't you giving the people that live in Minneapolis a tax break? Because you asked these guys to put forward how much money of these are the regular citizens of the city. They are being asked to basically front a good portion of this stadium. Why is it when you have a few extra bucks, the first thing you say is, corporations, here's your money back? And by the way, I believe today was the anniversary of the old Metrodome's roof collapsing, which was, in my personal feeling, why you would pour, you know, shoot fire hoses full of water on top of a snow-covered Metrodome roof unless you were trying to collapse that thing, I don't know. But needless to say, it came down on this day. If you've got some extra money, I why don't you reimburse the homeowners, the people, the property owners, the people of the city who basically you constantly, anytime a new stadium has to be built, you have to go hat in hand for them and they have to front a good portion of it. I can't quite figure out why in the world you've gotten to that point where that's always the first option. Also in the news, Tom Emmer, that's a representative from basically he was, if you don't know, he's the National Republican Congressional Committee. He is the incoming guy who's going to basically be the point person for the NRCC for the upcoming year. He basically is making the argument. It's been a pretty interesting week, said in an interview with the committee's headquarters. If 2020 proves to be a comeback year for the House Republicans, the foundation for a successful cycle starts here in the midterms ashes amid the fog of special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into President Trump. Emmer, who was just elected to his third term in his Minnesota 6th district, is more upbeat than some colleagues. Republicans in the lower chamber have begun a public hand-wringing over the future of the party after electoral drubbing that handed Democrats dozens of districts in suburban areas that were once Republican strongholds. The GOP lost 40 seats in all. There's a narrative that people are trying to build out there that somehow there's been this shift, this political realignment in the suburbs. That's not true. It's not there. Emmer's analysis of the midterms pins the blame on the Republican Party at large for failing to win over independent voters with a cohesive message on the booming economy. Here's your problem. There was no booming economy for most people. For corporations who had a massive tax windfall and who were able to buy back most of their stocks, yeah, they had a lot of money for you, and they love you because they were basically able to, as they're anticipating an economic market turndown, you know, buy back most of their stock and so they can weather the storm. But this wasn't for most people. I mean, when you're looking at the farmers getting absolutely screwed by Trump, no. You can't look at there and say that was, you know, there was a good economic booming economy. No, it did. And here, let me give you a point. In the Minnesota 8th district, where Trump basically handpicked that district to try to win with his pandering towards the steel industry, that makes sense. But most of these other districts, they're not seeing a booming economy. They're seeing healthcare costs rise. They're not seeing this tax break. That was on you guys. He also went on, he stressed that the party's focus on immigration in the final days repelled moderates. I'm not going to disagree with that, but he disputed attempts to fault the president specifically and push back on the assumptions that Trump would be a liability in 2020. You don't think Trump's going to be a liability in 2020? Are you sure about that, Tom? Because I would say if I'm a Democrat, I would be ready to run hard on we're not Trump in 2020. And Trump's numbers, I mean, reminder, the reason why these suburban districts went for Trump or went against Trump and went for the Democrats in this midterm election was because Trump is wildly unpopular, especially with and growing with suburban women, minorities, metro areas. And there's a lot of people that commute around nowadays. Now, Tom, if you think you're going to be able to win with that message, you're a fool. You are a huge fool. All right. I think I've made my point today. For God's sakes, guys, stop it. Seriously, stop it. And if you need some help, go find some counseling, please. All right? We're back tomorrow. Till then, see you.